You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric Gianretti, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 412, covering week 18, April 28th to May 4th, 2025. OpenBSD 7.7 has been announced. The OpenBSD project was founded by Theo Durrett in 1995. Theo and a group of like-minded people created a new open operating system based on the NetBSD source tree, the main development goals of which were portability, 13 hardware platforms are supported, standardization, correct operation, proactive security, and integrated cryptographic tools. In addition to the operating system itself, the OpenBSD project is known for its components, which have established themselves as some of the most secure and high-quality solutions. Among them, LibreSSL, OpenSSH, the PF Packet Filter, the OpenBGPD and OpenOSPFD Routing Daemons, the OpenNTPD NTP Server, the OpenSMTPD Mail Server, the TMUX Text Terminal Multiplexer, the IdentD Daemon with the implementation of the IdentD Protocol, Mandoc, CARP Protocol for Fault Tolerant Systems, a lightweight HTTP Server, and the OpenRSync File Synchronization Utility. Qubit Torrent 5.1 has been released. It is written using the Qt toolkit and is being developed as an open alternative to MuTorrent with a similar interface and functionality. Qubit Torrent features include an integrated search engine, the ability to subscribe to RSS, support for many BEP extensions, remote control via a web interface, a sequential download mode in a specified order, advanced settings for torrents, peers, and trackers, a bandwidth planner and IP filter, an interface for creating torrents, and support for UPnP and NAT PMP. The project code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPL v2+ license. Builds are generated for Linux, Windows, and macOS. Forum Linux 48.0 is now available, a minimalist user distribution that is not a fork of other projects and uses a graphical environment based on the JWM window manager. Forum Linux can be used both as a live environment for playing multimedia files and solving user tasks, and as a system for recovery and a platform for running mini-servers. A live image with a graphical environment and a stripped-down console build are available for download. The multi-platform BitTorrent client Deluge 2.2 has been published. It is written in Python using the Twisted framework based on LiveTorrent and supports several types of user interface, GTK, web interface, and console version. The project code is distributed under the GPL license. Deluge operates in client-server mode, where the user shell runs as a separate process and all BitTorrent operations are managed by a separate daemon, which can be launched on a remote computer. Among the application's features are support for distributed hash tables, UPnP, NATPMP, PEX, LPD, the ability to encrypt the protocol, support for working through a proxy, compatibility with WebTorrent, the ability to selectively limit the speed for certain torrents, and a sequential download mode. Sculpt 25.04 is presented, an operating system based on the Gnode OS framework technologies, which can be used by ordinary users to perform everyday tasks. The source code of the project is distributed in the AGPL v3 license. A system image is offered for download, which can be used on a PC, PinePhone, smartphone, and MNT Reform laptop. It supports Intel processors and graphics subsystems with enabled VT-D and VT-X extensions, as well as ARM systems with VMM extensions. Beta testing of the OpenSUSE Leap 16 distribution has begun. OpenSUSE Leap 16 will retain the features of a classic distribution using traditional packages, and for those who need an atomically updated system with basic filling-in read-only mode, the OpenSUSE Leap Micro Edition should be used. Builds for x86-64, ARM64, S390X, and PowerPC architectures are available for testing. The release is scheduled for October 2025. Dragonfly BSD 6.4.1 was released. Among the features of Dragonfly BSD, the Hammer file system, support for loading virtual system kernels as user processes, the ability to cache data and FS metadata on SSD drives, context-aware variant symbolic links, the ability to freeze processes while saving their state on disk, and a hybrid kernel using lightweight threads, LWKT, are of note. Dragonfly BSD 6.4.1 is a corrective release and only fixes some accumulated bugs. Nival has released the source code for the 2003 real-time strategy military game Blitzkrieg. The code is written in C and C++ and is released under a license that permits non-commercial use and modification. The repository includes a single-player version of the game, as well as related game data, map editors, and development tools. A build for the Windows platform is supported. Redis Limited announced a change in the project's licensing policy. Starting with the release of Redis 8.0, the project's code has become available under the free AGPL v3 license. The transition to an open license was made possible by the return of Salvatore Sanfilippo to the company. After leaving Redis Limited, Salvatore developed a set of vector extensions, which he was ready to contribute to Redis, but wanted the code he created to be provided under an open license. Salvatore was able to convince his colleagues of the advisability of restoring the open nature of the project and improving interaction with the community. Rowan Trollope, director of Redis Limited, said the move to proprietary licenses last year had served its purpose, with AWS and Google forking the code, co-developing it, and sharing their past work. However, the change in licenses had damaged the relationship with the community, which the company will now try to repair. Along with the announcement of license change, Redis 8.0 was released. However, despite the announcement of the release availability, the repository currently only contains a release candidate, and the link to download Redis 8.0 on the project website leads to a page with a general description of the installation process. At a meeting of KDE project developers in Graz, Austria, a decision was made to wind up the long-term support program for releases of the KDE Plasma desktop environment. Instead of maintaining LTS branches by the KDE project, this task will be delegated to distribution developers who, if they wish to supply outdated code, will have to independently track bug fixes and packages with old versions of KDE Plasma. In its current form, long-term support from KDE does not cover the entire product. The LTS branch is available only for the desktop, but is not formed for frameworks and applications. Thus, the main work of maintaining long-term support for KDE as a product consisting of many components, most of which do not have LTS status, was already taken on by distributions. For their part, instead of creating separate LTS branches, KDE developers will slightly extend the maintenance cycle of regular releases and will publish an additional corrective release for each significant branch. There will be 6 intermediate updates instead of 5. The issue of extending the development cycle is under discussion. Instead of 3, it is proposed to release 2 major releases per year with a longer maintenance period, which will allow each release of KDE Plasma to be considered a mini LTS. The transition to a longer development cycle has been postponed until all the problems with Wayland are resolved, but the developers intend to return to this discussion in 4 months at the Academy conference. Brandon Gregg announced the open source code of IAProf AI Flame Graphs Toolkit. The toolkit is designed to analyze information about the performance of Intel GPUs and its visualization. The code is written in C and is open under the Apache 2.0 license. The supported hardware platforms include Intel Arc graphics cards based on the Battlemage microarchitecture, B-series, Mac series data center GPUs, and various Intel Xe2 graphics cards, including those based on Lunar Lake iGPU. The system requires a Linux kernel with up-to-date drivers for the Intel GPU. Intel Battlemage requires kernel 6.15 and the Xe driver, while Intel Mac series requires kernel 5.15 and the i915 driver. The Linux kernel must be compiled with the Intel driver-specific EUstall and EUdebug interfaces. The collected profiles reflect execution unit delays, CPU status, and GPU core information. The collected information allows you to link GPU performance metrics to the code running on the CPU. The Debian project has announced a general resolution vote among project developers to approve the criteria for accepting machine learning models into the main repository of the project. At this stage, the discussion phase has been launched. Thereafter, the collection of votes will begin, the start date of which has not been determined. About 1,000 developers involved in maintaining packages and supporting the Debian infrastructure have the right to vote. AI models distributed under open licenses but without providing source material and tools for training the model are proposed to be recognized as incompatible with the Debian criteria defining free software. If the proposal is approved, such models will not be able to be included in the main repository of the project. The possibility of supplying such models to non-free repositories is not considered in this vote. Ingo Molnar has put up for discussion a set of patches that remove support for 486 processors and the initial series of 586 processors from the kernel. The kernel is proposed to leave only the ability to work with x86 processors that support the CX8, CMPXCHG8B instruction, and the TSC timestamp counter register, which appeared in the Pentium CPU. It is noted that in order to support the 486 CPU, the kernel has to contain code that emulates the CX8 compare and exchange 8 bytes and TSC CPU cycle counter used in the task schedule operations. Such code complicates the kernel, makes maintenance difficult, and sometimes becomes a source of problems, the analysis of which takes time from developers. The end of support for 486 will allow removing 14,104 lines of code from the kernel, which will significantly simplify some functions in the kernel by eliminating layers that emulate CX8 and TSC, and will allow getting rid of the math-emu library that emulates the FPU. The 486 systems that remain in use make little use of current Linux kernels. Specialized 486 processor variants for embedded systems, such as Intel Quark, support of CX8 and TSC are unaffected by the change. Older original 486 CPUs are generally still used with legacy distributions that ship older versions of the Linux kernel. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.